This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was prime time. Yes, indeed, the hearing about the public hearing on January 6th, members of the Democratic-dominated panel probing 1/6 opened by public hearings portraying the event as an existential threat to America fueled by the former President Donald Trump. That was mostly all that surrounded what happened again on primetime TV. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on this show. Whether you've been here many, many times or you're a first-timer, welcome. The red carpet is out. The cameras are on, and we're ready to roll. So that's pretty much what it was like. There was so many cameras. You know, it was like paparazzi on fire. And it's, first of all, unusual, because when do you have a hearing that's at night, you know, when you have this giant public portion of it at night. But that was part of the idea from the panel, that if it was shared in the evening hours, more people would get a chance to see it. So some of the key, I guess, takeaways from the primetime hearing, some of what was said. Liz Cheney getting a lot of television time. She was the vice chair of the committee. So she gave some opening remarks on Thursday night. And Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards, who was injured after she was part of a fight involving members of the Proud Boys while defending the Capitol during the riot, said during her testimony that the day of the insurrection was the first time her patriotism had been questioned. She recalled what it was like to deal with the aftermath of the attack, and she said, for anyone who didn't understand how violent that event was, I saw it, documented it, experienced it, and it was awful. It was awful. Liz Cheney said there will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but the dishonor will remain. Cheney was pretty critical and had a critical message for her Republican colleagues who are defending, she said, what is indefensible. Cheney herself has faced a major backlash from fellow Republicans for becoming a prominent critic of Trump and what happened over the election outcome. Ivanka Trump said, I respect Attorney General Barr, so I accepted what he was saying. There was a clip of recorded testimony shown during the hearing. Ivanka Trump, Trump's daughter and former advisor, said that Barr's statement that the Justice Department found no sufficient evidence to overturn the election changed her perspective, a statement that stands in contrast to what her father, of course, has been claiming, that the election was stolen. So that was played. That was heavily featured, just a small clip of it. And it was really interesting to see slices of this, I guess. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol pretty much just laid out its case against the former president during this primetime hearing, the first that we've seen anything like this, presenting details of the findings and new footage of how the violence unfolded. So the panel showed some previously unseen video testimonies of Trump's inner circle. One I just told you about, Ivanka, and it included former Attorney General Bill Barr, too, as well, the Capitol Police officer. And then there was a filmmaker who interacted with the Proud Boys and testified what that was like before, during, and while that whole attack was wrapping up. And the committee, of course, can't bring, because many of you have sent me a flurry of emails through our mailbag about this, but the committee can't bring legal charges against the former president. The central mission, I guess, of what the committee laid out was to uncover the full scope, is what they're saying, of the attempt to stop the transfer of power. And that was the focus of the words that you heard and what you saw. And now is the other part of this is they're going to release the transcripts from the closed-door depositions that it conducted in the investigation into what happened on January 6th and the former president's efforts, is what U.S. Congressman Benny Thompson, one of the committee chairs, says in the effort to overturn the election. He said, we'll make it available. He said the committee planned to cooperate if requested with the Justice Department's investigation, too, saying that the committee's job wasn't to determine, again, emphasis on this, because so many asked, whether crimes had been committed. That wasn't it at all. It was to uncover what they could uncover. The Justice Department has asked for the transcripts from the committee, but the panel resisted ahead of this hearing. On Thursday, the committee played video of staffers fleeing House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's office. Asked about the video from the office of McCarthy, who has repeatedly criticized the committee, Thompson said that he had tried to negotiate with McCarthy to create an independent commission, but McCarthy opposed it and said, we have to set the record straight. We have to set the record straight. The former Capitol Police officer attended the hearing. He was part of that. He was there because he was questioned afterwards by many in the media. Harry Dunn said it was really rough to watch it. And he said that they were warned by the committee that they were going to play some footage. The committee showed footage of how the violence unfolded during the hearing. And that's part of what unfolded and what so much of the focus was. So the House January 6th Select Committee's first primetime hearing is over, obviously. Congressman Benny Thompson, the chair of the committee, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, vice chair of the committee, laid out their case against the former president and his involvement in the events that led up to the January 6th riot. I mentioned the other key things that were part of this and what the footage was shown, some of the footage that was shown, and again, some of the testimony too. Vice Chair Liz Cheney described testimony from witness who says that the former president was aware of chance to hang Mike Pence and seemed, is what she said, to approve of them. Cheney has previously characterized Trump's inaction on January 6th during those 187 minutes as a dereliction of duty. What do you say? You can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I say send them to me because so many of you already have, and I think that this will continue through the next couple of days as more people find out some of the specifics that came out of what's gone into this investigation. And what are your thoughts of fair or foul? And ultimately, what will the Justice Department do, if anything?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, once again, here we are in the middle of the mailroom, flooded with emails. Apparently, some of you did pay attention to what happened primetime-wise as far as the committee's findings of the year-long investigation into January 6th. It was covered on most networks. Fox did not cover it, although Fox Business had it. There was a lot of reaction, as I said, from many, many of you. Got this one from Jamie, who says, oh, Kate, here's the bottom line with the committee. It seemed to me slanted. And I say slanted in the sense that when you look at the, if you want to fact check some of what was there, it seemed like so much was ignored. And when you look at what it serves up as far as democracy is concerned, I think that the primetime hearing that talked about the attack didn't do much to clear up anything other than have no hardcore testimony that you could see unless all of those transcripts are released, and that, you know, you instead had a one-sided show that was directed by Liz Cheney. I am not a basher of Cheney's necessarily. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. I'm just saying I think that there was something that was missing in the mix of all of this, that there were things that were ignored, and I'm not completely sure that some of it wasn't just BS from the left or not, but it seemed, again, like a super, super slanted type of hearing, at least on this prime time part of things. You know, a lot of the email I got saying something similar, saying that I wanted to hear more from a different perspective, that there was so much that I did not hear that was missing in all of this, and that, yes, like this one from Finn says, I think what happened on January 6th was a disgrace. I think we do deserve to hear more details, but I feel like some of the details of this were slanted. And still, if there is culpability from the former president, there is no real teeth in all of this. So you look at the public hearings, are there more things that are going to zero in that are going to specifically shed light on something that we don't know from what happened on the 6th? I think it's outrageous what happened to the Capitol Police. I think that the people that were violent were out of their minds, because that is not in any way doing anything for our democracy. And listen, I'm hardcore right, Katie. Hardcore right. But you wouldn't have caught me in the middle of that melee. You might have seen me at the rally, but when I saw what was happening on TV, I thought, thank goodness I didn't go to that rally. Well, you know, this, what's interesting is they're saying it's their first opportunity to show the public what they learned. You know, there were 1,000 witness interviews, 135,000 documents. 135,000 documents. And remember, here's what happened. The former president's impeachment trial, remember, in February of 2021, he was acquitted of one count of incitement of insurrection. So you had Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Maryland Democrat who served on the committee. He had told somebody, I want to say it was the Washington Post or CNN or somewhere I saw this, that we're going to tell the story of a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election and block the transfer of power, and saying that the committee has found evidence of concerted planning and premature activity related to the events of January 6th, that's what we saw. And did that come across in this nightly primetime hearing? Was that clearly laid out? Well, you just heard me say how many people they interviewed, how many documents they have. I don't know how you would boil that down into some sort of a mini segment that was on the air, and that's part of what was, that was part of what was seen. And is the data compelling enough from the committee? I mean, it's really up to us. It's up to all of us as Americans to come up with what we think are the facts and not opinions or someone's fantasy or any of that, and decide what we think as far as the culpability of the former president is, and the people around him as well. And of course, Trump and other Republican figures who were involved have denied wrongdoing, and there was no reaction from the former president to anything with this hearing that's come out of this committee from the public hearing portion on prime time that we just saw. So that hasn't happened. I don't know that will happen. I'm going to give you a couple more. Here's one from Pat.
Patty, she says, what a travesty to put that on prime time. I think there were some facts that were definitely missing. I think the Hallmark version of this or the shortened version of this or whatever you want to call it was just too damn short to really form any kind of a substantial opinion. I would have liked to see more or see it laid out differently than it was. This also was what Ron, who listens to us in Tucson, Arizona, said. I would like to give the committee a chance, since some of our money was burned up for this whole year in using resources to uncover more of what happened on January 6th. I'm not against the fact of trying to piece together details and piece together whatever specifically could have led to anybody, including the former president. But I think there just wasn't enough meat that we heard on primetime, so maybe Fox was right to not carry it. And then there was this from Vince, and he said, mob violence is against anything that we could possibly imagine, especially in ripping our democracy apart. How could anybody see some of the video and think that that was okay? If they didn't like the election results, that is no way to respond. Violence with five deaths and so many other people injured, and it was so horrible and awful to process that you had suicides among those Capitol police. This is not my America, and frankly, I think it's a chapter that we should put behind us. And of course, it is now, I mean, the committee has wrapped up what it's doing as far as from the perspective of that whole investigation and the interviews of witnesses, etc. All of that is put to bed. But now I think it's exactly what I said. It's a question of what do the American people think? You know, the unreleased video was part of the focus. I think this is just the kickoff of this. I think Ivanka rejecting election fraud claims, I think that was a big piece of this. And, you know, also Mike Pence and what people were screaming with Mike Pence and hang Mike Pence, a guy who, by the way, has hinted he may run for president the next time around. We need some levity. We're headed to the man cave.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all during a call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, Ukraine troops continue to battle for a key eastern city who is now mostly controlled by Russian forces.
Maryland authorities have arrested a man armed with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department has charged the 26-year-old man with attempting or threatening to kidnap or murder a U.S. judge. The man, who traveled from California, called emergency authorities saying he was having suicidal thoughts and had a firearm in his suitcase. This is USA Radio News. The first public hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will include substantial new material that has not been seen publicly, according to aides to the committee. The hearing marks the first time that the committee will share its findings with the public after nearly a year of investigating, with hundreds of witness interviews and thousands of pages of documents received. And there might be a TV show coming in addition.
Aides to the January 6th Commission are leaking to reporters the January 6th Committee's made-for-TV show and what it will feature. Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says this will be a one-sided attack on President Trump without any true Republican representation.
We know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sitting right in the middle of the man cave. So what's going on in the sports world that would be of interest to many of you? How about the PGA Tour suspending a handful of very popular golfers from all events because they're playing in Saudi-backed events in a special tournament that features $25 million for every single tournament that you win. You can get a check for $25 million. I won't even tell you how much more that is than the PGA Tour pays. Is it about money and greed? Is it just ugliness? We'll get into that drama. Today, a night of drama. But first, the Lightning knocked off the Rangers in stick and puck land. The Bolts have won back-to-back Stanley Cups. Will they? Can they win three in a row? Will it be a three-peat? Well, if the Bolts win on Saturday at Amalie Arena, which is their home arena in Tampa, Florida, then they win the East and they go on to take on Colorado. And the Lanch will not be easy to blanch. You like that one? I thought of that cheesy line all day long. They won't, but they'll be coming off of a pretty big layoff too. Not quite as big as the layoff, I don't think, as the Bolts just went through, which I think hurt them in this series with the Rangers. And not so fast, by the way. The Rangers could win this next game and then force a game seven. That would not be an impossibility with the way these two teams are playing. It was a close game five. that ended dramatically. I mean, one of those goals was an empty net goal as the Rangers were trying to come back. So within the waning moments is when the Lightning scored that go-ahead goal that made the difference. But there still is life because there is yet another game, even though it will be a road game for the Rangers. And as somebody who likes playoff anything, this has been fun to watch because me and the Hubs have, did start watching it, and it's really been delightful to watch it. A break in the action, so to speak, of a different sort. So if I were to recap this game for you, since I watched it, I would say after falling behind, the Bolts, the Tampa Bay Lightning, came back. They rallied for another late win to move to one win away from returning to the Stanley Cup final. And part of it was the Palat scoring on a deflection with 1:50 remaining to break a tie. That was the goal. So there was only 1:50 in the game. Could have gone to OT. And led the Lightning ultimately to that win. So good for them. Game 6 Saturday night in Florida, and for the Rangers and the Ranger fans, rough because they had it on their sticks and they had opportunities, but they just could not convert. They couldn't make it happen, and that's how the game goes. It moves fast. And when you can't make it happen, that's the thing. You, at the moment, it's the do-or-die moment of, okay, now we're in this fifth game and we're in front of the home crowd. You got to win those. And home cooking has been the name of the game in this series. So they blew that opportunity to make that happen. Instead, now their backs are against the wall and they have no choice but to survive or they're out. Period. They have to flip the script, right? That's what they got to do. All right, in the NBA, we are actually in the finals, East, West, and every team in between. And now, really, it's Boston and Golden State, so it is East and West. And in this series, it's really been a battle, but Boston leads 2-1 after coming off of a big win for them earlier in the week. I watched a big chunk of this, too. As I say, playoff. That's when sports to me and professional sports gets more interesting. So the Celts beat the Warriors 116-100. The usual suspect, as I talked about this in a previous man cave, came through the way they needed to come through. And now you go to a next game that's incredibly important for the Warriors. Otherwise, if Boston wins it, think of 3-1 and how hard it is to pull out of any of those kind of holes. If you're one game back, it's one thing. If you get two behind, I mean, then you're in that do or die situation. All right. Also, as I mentioned in the world of sports, I think so much of the chatter is about this Saudi backed tour. It's called the LIV tour. So the PGA has suspended 17 current and former players, and that includes Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia would be in that group, for participating in this, in this league. And those are huge names. I mean, big names. So from the point of view of people wanting to watch golf, It's a lot of superstar power that you've lost there. And I don't know if the PGA had to make a stand. They felt like they had to do it. But even you've got sponsors that are cutting ties with some of the players that are involved now in the LIV Golf Invitational Series because it is Saudi funded. So Rocket Mortgage, for example, Bryson DeChambeau, they've ended their relationship with him because of that. And I think there are other endorsements that are falling. DeChambeau is going to participate in the second event of this series in Portland, Oregon. That's on June 30th. He hasn't officially, though, announced the decision. DeChambeau, of course, won the PGA Tour's Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit in 2020, became a partner with them shortly after that. So will other brands do the same thing with some of these players who decided to take the money, so to speak, and run? You know, and you look at what the whopping pay is, because some of them, like Dustin Johnson, $125 million, $200 million to agree to just play in the events? What? That's an incredible fee. That's a bonus, bonus, bonus. And would you think of it? Would you turn that down and say, no, I've got to stick with the PGA Tour? And would you stand on principle and say, I can't back this, I can't be part of this because of what the human rights violations are with the Saudis and some of the other things that they've been accused of? And the answer is, that's a whole lot of money, right? In a world of uncertainty of what happens with your health, etc. So I think a lot of people are furious because of the PGA Tour is, you know, the American version of here we go, this is us, and we're putting on a first-class events all over the country, and you're snubbing us for a Saudi-backed tournament because of the money. Justin Thomas and so many others are being asked about multiple players leaving the PGA Tour, and he said, look, everyone is entitled to make their own decision. So they can decide what they want to do. They can decide if they want to stay or not. Now, the U.S. Open is not a PGA Tour event. And so the U.S. Open, because they want the fan power, says that Phil Mickelson and all eligible golfers are welcome to play in the major. So Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson can play in the Open next week under a USGA decision. So they're not necessarily backing what the PGA is saying, because the two names I just mentioned are among a dozen players who are exempt for the U.S. Open, which is June 16th through 19th, at the Country Club outside of Boston. And by the way, both have said they plan to play the third major because it's a major. So that decision was a very big decision this week. And what they said was, regarding players who may choose to play in London this week, which is the first Saudi backed event, we simply asked ourselves this question: should a player who has earned his way to the 2022 U.S. Open via our published field criteria be pulled out of the field as a result of his decision to play in another event? We ultimately decided that they should not. You be the judge and jury. Should they be eligible? Well, they're going to play. But did the PGA Tour do the right thing by taking a swing at them? Ooh.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Well, we are thrilled to speak with Jamie Gwen this morning. Boy, oh boy, this is a big month. It's National Dairy Month, June is. And who better to have on, like I said, than Jamie. If you look at her background, I mentioned to her before we jumped on the air, I see her constantly, whether it's on the Home Shopping Network. I just was in California, I don't know how many months ago it was, and she's a contributor on KTLA, one of my favorite places, Channel 5 in SoCal. And again, she is certainly a sought after expert in these areas. As you think of her background, she's a Culinary Institute of America grad and Le Cordon Bleu graduate. So there you go. She got further than I did. I know how to make French fries. That's it. So we are again happy to have her. National Dairy Month. Jamie, thanks for coming on.
Okay, you flatter me, and I love French fries, just for the record. And thank you for the illustrious introduction. I love KTLA, too, by the way. And I am a proud Southern California girl, but I love sharing my passion for food, and I thank you for giving me that continued opportunity.
So in talking about dairy, when we look at shopping and we go down the aisles these days, it's a lot different, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it amazing? You know, I like to give this example because I think it hits home for all of us. When I grew up, the dairy section was like a little section of the grocery store. And today, the dairy aisle spans the entire back wall of your supermarket. So just to think of how far we've come, we are celebrating National Dairy Month, the entire month of June. Not only does it give you an opportunity to really peruse the products and find some new innovative favorite foods, it's also a great way with inflation on the rise. We know all of us are trying to keep within a budget. It's a great way to stock up with extra special deals because because the supermarket is going to offer the best values of the year on dairy items during June National Dairy Month. And the products have come a long way. The offerings, the goodness, the health benefits of the dairy aisle. Today's modern dairy aisle, Kate, is no longer just traditional staples like milk, eggs, and butter.
Boy, no kidding. I was thinking about this. My nephew is vegan, and he introduced me even to almond milk, and there's vegan yogurt, and I didn't realize that. There's all kinds of things that are available now.
Oh, sure. Definitely so. And you beat me to it, because not only is it great dairy in the dairy aisle, but like you said, the vegan options, the lactose intolerance substitutes for your lifestyle choices, for your dietary needs, there really are extraordinary opportunities to eat well today. And I love that you mentioned almond milk, because I tell my son, you know, it used to be that you had one choice in milk, right? And today, I mean, he drinks whole organic milk. I put oat milk in my coffee because it is so rich and creamy. I love almond milk to bake with, by the way. And there's lots of wonderful ways, by the way, to make good use of stocking up. So, for instance, the almond milk you alluded to, the oat milk that I love, even though it has an extended shelf life, I will pour it into an ice cube tray and make cubes of almond milk for my morning cup of coffee. So I just heat the milk first and then pour my first cup of morning joe. But stock up on butter. Find a bevy of vegan items, like you said, or cheeses or your favorite yogurt, and stock your fridge. It's really a wonderful protein-packed way to eat.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that, the ice cube thing, as soon as we're done, for sure. You just made me think about it. So that's happening. That's happening in this house, absolutely. So having you on, we have to talk about some possible recipes to help the people listen.
Yes.
Plan some really cost-effective meals.
Of course, and thank you, because that's my job, to make you hungry. So we just posted a whole new batch of recipes at easyhomemeals.com. Easyhomemeals.com is the website. You will find, to start the morning off right, my French toast English muffins. Okay, you have not lived, Kate, unless you have eaten French toast English muffins. You get the texture of the English muffin and the fluffy, creamy deliciousness of the custard. And I throw some fresh raspberries and a drizzle of really good maple syrup on top. And I have to tell you, it makes your morning marvelous. Then I have a summer panzanella salad posted, which is a wonderful Italian bread salad that's a make ahead, but a terrific way to not let those garden veggies go to waste. It's a gorgeous salad made better with homemade croutons. By the way, I soak my croutons in garlic butter. They're just delicious. And I know. And then if you're out by the backyard barbecue, the side dishes are often my favorite part. And I make what I call the very best creamed corn. I'm very happy to share the recipe because it has a bevy of great dairy in it, from milk to cheese. And the secret ingredient is cream cheese. Oh, it is so good. And then I have two desserts to tempt you with, because one is not enough. Summer is not complete without a lemonade stand. So I call them lemonade stand cookies, because they're this like really bright lemony cookie with a beautiful buttery texture you can't get enough of. And kids and adults alike love them. And then I make a summer blueberry mousse that whips up with just five ingredients, all household staples. But the dessert is make ahead. It's creamy and super delicious. So just put it into mason jars and then go to the fridge and pull out those jars and feed your family and friends dessert so that you can sit down and enjoy the backyard barbecue or the party yourself as well, you know, all the way through to the end. Recipes posted once again at easyhomemeals.com. There's a sweepstakes too, Kate, $10,000 up for grabs. Enter to win for free, and I'm not eligible, so you have to win.
Ooh, I love it. All right, I'm doing the ice cubes, the lemonade stand cookies, so I'm going to be very, very busy. Love it.
I love it. Make the most of that dairy aisle. Thank you for celebrating National Dairy Month with me and allowing me back on your show. It was a pleasure. Happy summer to you.
Happy summer to you, too. Jamie, Gwen, thank you so much.
Thank you kindly.
So what's really interesting is
90% of families shop in the dairy aisle. Well, of course, that makes sense, right? You think about it, especially when I read this statistic about Americans. We consume 260 eggs per person per year, and I wondered myself, I love eggs. It's funny because when I was a kid, I didn't like eggs. When my mother would make eggs, whatever, once or twice a week, however many times she made them, she would scramble them or over easy or soft-boiled eggs, and I didn't like them. And now I love eggs. I love everything that has eggs that you can, any eggs any way you can think of them, including egg salad, all of that, right? So I'm wondering if I'm more than that 260. I don't know. The U.S. dairy industry also produces more than 2 million pounds of butter a year. And that makes sense. Think of everything that has butter in it, and from just butter, plain old using butter to cook with, butter to roll, butter in on corn on the cob. I mean, there's a million usages for butter on your toast, all of that. And I think she said this, talking about cows producing over 1,900 pounds of milk a month. Wow, pretty big number, right? Pretty big number. 2,000 varieties of cheeses. I get that because when I walk into the grocery store, that's what the first thing I see is cheeses of all kinds. I thought it was interesting, the idea of some of those recipes. And, you know, there's like Father's Day, it's coming up. It's a big month for summer. Like she's talking about summer, the start of summer officially. And I think that idea of lemonade stand cookies. Did you have a lemonade stand when you were a kid? You like the taste of lemons. I like the taste of lemons. And I was looking at the recipe. And it has 12 ingredients. It takes just a little over 30 minutes to, you know, actually cook it. And then you've got like 8 servings plus, and I'm going to try those. I'm going to try that. You have 1 stick of butter, room temperature, granulated sugar, teaspoon of lemon extract. Am I getting everybody hungry? We need something to distract us and make us happy. 1 cup of confectioner's sugar, cream cheese, eggs, vanilla. Oof. I think I'm going to do it. I wish that I could invite all of you in and you could have a lemon. You could have a lemonade stand cookie on me, but I'll let you know how it tastes and how it all works out. Music means I got a skedaddle. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show as always. My name's Kate Delaney. Come aboard anytime.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.